Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Well, thank you for joining us, philanthropist.
Hello,
Girl
Nick.
About Town, Nick. Hello, hello, hello. And we were just having a pre hysterectomy menopause chit chat to warm up, and then we got onto Sex and the City, where the dog had been fixed and not lost the yard. And we'll get to the meaning of that in a moment, Nick. But you didn't know that Sharon Stone had suffered a stroke.
I did not.
And made a full recovery.
No, absolutely.
Because both Nick and I have experience of stroke, and you
had a brain hemorrhage. Hello.
Okay.
So yeah, which is similar to, well, it's a different part of the brain, it's different layer.
Oh.
But it's but it's in the same family, as it were. And I survived, obviously.
Well, you did.
You survived.
You
if I was sitting
lot.
Here,
you
if I didn't.
You should be singing that song, I'm Still Here.
I'm still here.
Oh, I will survive.
Yes.
Yeah. But that's interesting because both with stroke and with brain hemorrhage, the survival rate is very low. I mean, the percentage is dreadful, actually, and it hasn't got much better over the years.
I think people are calling it now, which I think is really good, is brain injury, because I think that in a good way makes, because stroke, as we know, I think that word, people think it's kind of quite a nice word. We stroke Beverly, we stroke our dogs.
Yeah.
And then you're like, actually, a stroke is a really violent attack on the brain. And I think actually brain injury is great, because if you think about somebody like Bruce Willis, he came out a couple of days ago saying that he's quit film because he's got aphasia. Uh-huh. And when you have brain injury, that's one of the big things you get. You can't articulate, you can't learn, you can't read, you can't do things. So I think calling it brain injury makes it a kind of a better thing, and more people will understand it.
Absolutely. I do quite a lot of work, actually, for I think it's the abbreviation HIT, there's the Head Injury Trust. But yeah, that's a lot of brain injury, and I do quite a lot of work with them, actually.
Oh, Bruce, you'll love this. Oh. This cup was given to me by Lisa Rinna from Real Housewives of Beverly.
No!
Oh, my days.
Own it.
She took me to the Ivy in Los Angeles and gave this to me as a present.
That's so nice. Is that pineapples?
It's pineapples. It's the first name drop of the show. Let's see how many names.
How
I can
many
drop.
Can you get
oh
in?
Oh, my God, because you know that pineapple is the symbolic fruit of the swingers, along with pampas grass.
Oh, is it?
Yes. All I knew was pineapple is really good to have if you're on a first date.
Ah, and that you get to that
yes,
point.
Yes, I've heard one.
Yes, that's why I never understand then the debate about ham and pineapple pizzas, because isn't it just the same thing?
Well, it's in the same way that you always, if you get drunk and have beetroot and then you wake up in the morning.
Oh my God, you think that someone stabbed your jacksie? Yes.
You're bleeding to death.
Oh, it's absolutely horrific. You're like Hemorrhoid the Musical. Oh no, it was a beets and feta salad. But Nick, going back to, because you, one of your big charitable endeavours is your foundation, Style for Stroke.
Style for Stroke,
and you recently had a huge event in London, didn't you?
I did. Oh, another name drop.
Oh, here we go. So I'm going to keep a list.
Ryland Clark hosted it.
Oh, yes, I'm familiar with her.
Yeah, I know her. by the way, if you don't know, I actually am from Edinburgh, so if I do start talking like this with you guys, you'll know why.
Oh my God, it's like we've booked John Barrowman.
I'm like,
please John hit me round the head with your doodle. Allegedly.
I'm like John Barrowman on a budget. I'm John Barrowlands.
We're just at the Barrowlands. That's where we're going.
Yes.
Oh my God, that's hilarious.
The Barrows. No. Whereabouts in Edinburgh?
I went to Glasgow School of Art. My mum said to me, whatever you do, darling, have a great time. Two places don't go to, the Barrowlands and Clatty Pats.
Oh, Clatty Pats. Yeah, Clatty Pats.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. Where did you go then? Club X, Bennett's?
I went to...
The St. Vincent Street toilets.
The Vincent Street toilets are my favourite.
Oh, back to the toilets again. I'm being educated by Bruce because I didn't realise what happened in toilets.
I spent more time on the U-band than I did actually at college.
Were you Kelvin Grove of a nice balmy evening?
I was Kelvin Grove, of course I was.
Because I remember being on Magic Mushrooms and going for a walk in Kelvin Grove Park, and who jumped out the bush dressed as, and this isn't a euphemism, dressed as Wonder Woman, but Shabazz. Do you remember Shabazz?
Shabazz, yes.
Oh my God.
Shabazz
is this guy that eventually...
Shabazz. And
he
used to be, I'm Shabazz.
Hi, I'm Shabazz. Oh, what was he always used to say? I'm a victim of racism, unfortunately. I am the perpetrator because no one gave a whooping funt. But no, he was stunning when he was done up.
Was he?
Yeah, no, really, really. But I remember because I used to take a lot of hallucinogenics just because they were cheap, and I always used to think he was eating his can of Iron Brew.
I actually took a hallucinogenic, and I wasn't a regular taker of hallucinogenics when I was at Glasgow School of Art, but I did one day, and I tried to break in to the Botanic Gardens.
Oh my God. Why?
And I got caught halfway through in the middle of the actual the greenhouse, and I couldn't get my legs out. My friend had to help me. Luckily we escaped, but it was pretty dangerous. It's kind of like Mission Impossible on a budget. No budget.
I had a similar incident, and I'll edit it down. I'd had an accident, catch my drift, wink, wink, in a McDonald's where I'd turned my cheeseburger and said, that's off, and they phoned the police. So I knew to scuttle off.
Scuttle off.
One of the best things, I don't know why I'm talking about telling you this, but this one of the best things I discovered about being Scottish was going home and collecting as many pound notes as I could when it wasn't a currency in England when I went to Leeds. And so they all thought it was £10. I was like, oh my God, I'm getting change.
Absolutely.
From pound notes. I did that for a long time.
Yeah. I used to do a thing with the meters, with the coins and the meters that you put a silver foil around a penny, and it it cheated the meter into thinking it was a 20.
Do you know
these aren't actually, we're not stealing. These, I would call them, are hacks.
Yeah, life hacks.
I'll give you a hack. Pop into, let's just say it's not any store. Get a pair of the curtains from the home department. Pop them in a bag in store. Take them to the cashier. Say, I don't have the receipt. Used to get credit vouchers.
I love that.
Delicious.
No. I love that. Here's another one. If you go to another well-known store and you don't want to pay for a 10 pence bag, uh-huh. What you do is you press that you don't have a bag, but you actually scan it and it deletes that 15 pence.
Oh.
And you can have a brand new bag. Ruin the planet, and you look fabulous.
Yes.
There's another one that I've heard of, and I've never known if it actually worked, but I'd love to try it, but I don't have the balls. It's called Buy One, Get One Free. You go into a supermarket, and you buy up all the goods, you come out, you hand the receipt to your friend who goes in and gets exactly the same purchases, comes out, and then if they get stopped, just go, well, I've got the receipt.
Oh, now we should try that.
That is a beauty, isn't it?
Because you've moved, haven't you, Nick? You've left London and you now live...
I live in a place called Rye.
Yes.
In Sussex.
In Sussex, which is absolutely beautiful. Mm. I love it.
Why did you leave London? I've just discovered London at the age of 55. I've been living down there for a couple of months and I wish I'd done it years ago.
Oh my God. Okay. Well, to be honest, during lockdown, it was very difficult, you know, business-wise, everything sort of went crashed and I was living in the most amazing house in Shoreditch, but literally outside, you've got crack addicts, you've got people stealing dogs to order, people poisoning dogs. There was a lot of knife crime, a lot of gun crime. And I thought to myself,
In
Shoreditch, yeah, it was terrible. And it's a bit like, if you think about it, Los Angeles, again, during lockdown, has become a tale of two halves and there's nothing in between. And it's become pretty treacherous. And I think I just felt like this is not where I want to spend my life. And literally did that with a pin and we found Rye, and it's an hour away from London. It's an hour door to door, and it's fantastic. And what I think is so good about it is that people want to come and visit.
Yeah,
you know, normally nobody ever comes and sees you in a flat in London. Now people, I'm trying to like fend them off. Yeah, you haven't come yet, Bruce. Why have you not calmed down?
Well, I've not had an invite, and I remember living in London, and the people that came to visit me, I didn't want to come. They came from a website called Gaydar. So I had the chain on my pants and the door. Can you tell us a bit more? Because the Star for Stroke event was a massive one. So Rylan was hosting, and you were co-hosting with...
I co-hosted with my friend Alexandra Burke, other name drop, Clanger. And she is a dear friend, and her mother passed away from brain injury. So...
Wow, it's so common that people don't realise. It's one of those things that once it happens to you or in your life, then suddenly everyone you know seems to have a similar experience.
Well, brain injury is the biggest cause of disability in the world and the second biggest killer after heart disease. And not that I don't find, what I find really frustrating is that you never get a show, say, stand up to stroke. Mm-hmm. You get a stand up to cancer. Mm-hmm. You have billions of pounds. Mm-hmm. Thrown at them.
Yeah.
But stroke has very little. I mean, the statistics are insane. But, you know, it's a real shame. And only when you have people like Sharon Stone, Luke Perry, the actor who died from a stroke, you've got Jessie J had a stroke at a young age, Emilia Clarke from Game of Thrones, she talks about it a lot. But you feel that it's kind of thought of as a secondary, tertiary thing.
Absolutely, yeah.
Well, as opposed to lots of cancers, which can be cured and people survive, but nobody survives a stroke. Most people have something that happens to them afterwards. Absolutely. And it changes their lives. I've spent really, since my mum died on the day that Princess Diana died of a stroke.
Now, Bruce said that to me, and I just, what an extraordinary day for her. Losing a parent at any point, but the impact of that on you must have been huge.
It was huge, and it was so strange because, you know, you'd be on the tube and you'd be crying and people would say, oh, it must have really affected you. And you're like, no, I'm not talking about Diana. Mm. But weirdly, I've kind of lived my life vicariously through that, because wherever I've been, you know, that you've got that day that everybody sort of talks about. It's in the papers all the time. Obviously, you know, William and Harry, I've met them, there's another name drop. Well, I've met them on a regular
Well, I hope
occasion.
You bloody told them
well,
that
no,
his mother
I haven't.
Hijacked your...
That's the hard thing. It's, you know, I'd love to say to them, you know, our parents died, my mum died the same day. Mm-hmm. And I understand that. And the world was sad. It was a very strange thing. So, and everything you watched on television was about death. Mm-hmm. So it was a very difficult time. And I actually left London and came back to live in Edinburgh because I really couldn't cope with that kind of anymore. But, you know, again, sort of 25 years on, I'm still sort of campaigning as much as I can to make a change, and hopefully the things that I do. I also have a t-shirt collection which this year I'm working with a disability designer, because I thought actually lots of people who have stroke, they write to me and they say they can't put their dresses on, they've got a Victoria Beckham dress or whatever, they can't actually physically do it. So I really want to sort of be able to help them still look and feel good about themselves with clothing that they can actually put on quite easily. So that's what I'm working on at the moment.
Wow. It just reminded me as well that Donald Dewar, who was First Minister of Scotland, he died of brain hemorrhage, and he had the same surgeon as I had. And I always think how interesting that Mr. Steers decided to save me instead of Donald Dewar.
Donald Dewar. Well, that's quite morbid, but let's
just... That's quite a selfish...
Well, I always think of it like that. It's just like he saved me, but wasn't able to... I mean, I think Donald Dewar would have done better
for
the world.
Can I just say, I find this extraordinary. You won't mention our podcast on television, but we're having to listen to this shite, this delusional shite.
He was just trying to name drop.
I mean, sorry, Donald Dewar compared with Eva Longoria.
Yeah, bitch, please. Lisa Rinna's supplying the cups.
Exactly. Lisa Rinna.
He's rimming with Rinna. That could be a new charity.
The problem about this is that this rim is actually quite thick.
Oh, so
rim is a, I mean, she's got big lips.
She does have big lips.
Lisa Rinna.
Own it. What were you doing in Los Angeles?
I was having a meeting with a very big TV channel over there to do a new show with the Housewives, which is quite fun. It's called, I don't know if I'm allowed to tell you.
Go on.
I?
Yeah.
No, could it be an exclusive? Anyway,
it's called Housewife Hand-Me-Downs, and it's going to be a show where all the housewives are going to be giving me all their clothes that they've worn in key moments from the show, and we're going to be paying it forward, a bit like Say Yes to the Dress, and giving it to people who can't afford these amazing dresses, giving them a makeover. So we are at very early planning stages of this show. Hopefully it will get picked up in America. It's a big process of who's going to pick it up, who's not. But that was great. And I also, it was insane. I went out for lunch with Joan Collins. Dame Joan Collins.
Dame. Do you know only call her Dame Joan Collins in the United Kingdom or within the Empire?
Oh, was that right?
Yeah, because apparently that's the only way where it's...
the rules of establishment.
Yeah.
They always call you Dame Bruce wherever you go.
Oh, clearly.
Dame Devlin.
Oh, she's down the drain again. How was Joan?
Dame Joan was actually really good, and she's got a lot of energy, and she's so much fun. Mm. And we went to this place called The Grove, which is basically like, it's like...
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
What do you call it? It's like the St. Enoch Center, but pretty glamorous because it's in Los Angeles. It's open air and it's all Prada. But it's similar. Mm-hmm. And she, you know, she goes sort of incognito with a hat on and a scarf, but you can tell it's her, obviously, when she speaks. But she's, you know, she's really fun. And I think she loves the heat and she loves, I think, Los Angeles a lot more than she likes London. But
yeah, because my friend Alan Waterman, he's a makeup artist, you know, little Alan, yes. So he just done It's a Sin. Clang, clang, clang. Yeah, I can play this game as well.
I've still only just got Donald Dewar. That's my lot.
Donald, where's your surgeon? Probably Millen Gavi.
That'd be a great reality TV show.
That would, when you said Housewives Hand-Me-Downs, I was envisaging the ex-husbands and lovers Erica Jane.
That could be a whole new thing.
Oh, can I present the spin-off?
The spin-off, exactly. I love that.
No, that's fantastic. Would you really relocate out there? To Los Angeles.
Well, I'd love to. In fact, today I've got a visa meeting today, which is rather fun.
Not for the credit card. This is to get in the country.
Yes. Oh my God, I need to tell you this story. This is another name dropping one, but it's probably the best, craziest story ever. So I was going to New York Fashion Week to go and see Eva Longoria.
Of course.
She was presenting a fashion show there. And I was going to meet her. And I was getting married in Los Angeles 6 months later. Okay. And so I was all excited. Everything was happening. I hate flying. And I just had a brand new passport. And I'd forgotten to tag my Esther, the new Esther, which allows you into LA, into America, onto that passport. I had it tagged onto the old one. I get to to check in, and they go, sorry, you need to do an Esther. So I'm like, I'll just do it on my phone. And the woman from BA was trying to be very, very helpful and said to me, no, just do it on the computer. So I do it like this on the computer, tapping and everything. I'm getting nervous, perspiring, going, oh my God, this is not a good look. And then basically they turn around and say, computer says no. And I'm like, what? And I had pressed that I was a known terrorist, that I had arms. They had to then call Homeland Security in Heathrow. Oh. I was wearing a t-shirt that said Romeo with glitter on it, and glitter. I was the gayest shoe bomber you've ever seen in your life. I get stopped. I'm that person that presses that. Yes, I'm a known terrorist, and yes, I've got some weapons in my bag. And I said, yes, three times. I get banned from America. My visa gets taken away. I'm going, fuck, I'm getting married. Sorry, am I allowed
to swear? No, it's fine.
It's fine.
I'm getting married in 6 months. I phone up Eva, say, Eva, I said I'm a terrorist. I then get I get sat with the guy from Homeland Security, who's kind of almost laughing with a massive gun going, this guy here, I don't think he's a terrorist.
A dyslexic.
Why would you have that question on a form?
Why have that question?
Who in their right mind is going to go, yeah, I'm a terrorist?
It's oh,
a
hello, here he is.
Well, maybe people that use the shiwi.
I said people in their right minds.
So there we go. So I then had to go to the embassy and plead with them that I wasn't a terrorist. And the woman's there trying to keep a straight face going, so, sir, have you ever seen a grenade? I'm like, no.
Yes, the pre-workout at the gym.
And she's like, have you ever seen a bomb? I said, no, the only bomb I have is a bath bomb from Lush.
I'm listening to Steps. No,
there you go.
You know, how long did it take to sort that out, realistically?
It literally took 5 months. It was a panic. No. Oh, and I was getting married in Helen Mirren's house, so...
Oh God! Oh, you need a gong, Nick, for these name drops.
There we go!
Nick, yes. Do you know what I'm thinking? And I mean this quite genuinely. I'm going to set you a challenge. And it's to do with brain injury. And I want us, because I'm going to involve myself because I feel I should, I think we'll do an apprentice-style event at the V&A in Dundee in which to raise money for brain injury in Scotland.
Let's do it. I'd love to do that with you.
That'd be fabulous.
Because we can get Lady Rylan up, because she can fly into Dundee Airport. We'll have Lorraine Kelly there, waving her marigold, shouting, come away.
We'll get Andrea McLean.
Yes.
Who else can we get? I'll get Sunita. Definitely.
She can do, Victoria can send you some things.
Can I be on the guest list?
No.
No, absolutely not. You wouldn't promote it. It'd be a huge waste of time.
Who else can we get? We need to think about... We need to get Carol Smiley up there. She can marry a few people while she's up there.
Oh, well, she could. Mm-hmm. And if there's any deaths.
Oh, she's a celebrant now, isn't
Yes. She's very busy.
Who else is Scottish?
Who is Scottish? Well, so very few are nowadays.
I'll tell you who I know. Sam Heughan, you know, the hot actor from Outlander.
Oh, I did a meet and greet with fans for Outlander and nearly lost my testicles because they went right up my kilt and were tugging. Okay. So, yes, we'll move on. Yes, but very interesting. It's a funny old life.
Well, when you come down to London, Bruce, then we'll go out and we'll have a whole another kind of podcast.
Well, absolutely. We'll involve that rancid old Queen Gillian Smith.
Oh, yes.
Yes, because she's neighbours with you.
Yes. I didn't know that you knew each other.
Yeah, so I worked on Ready, Steady, Cook, Clang, and...
I won Celebrity Ready, Steady, Cook against Sunita.
No, I'm down again to do Queen of the Universe, so you'll have to come up with one of the recordings of that.
Oh, fantastic. Is it a fab show?
Yeah, it's a busy show. There's lots going on, yeah.
Well, Vanessa Williams is a good friend of mine.
Well, I really... do you know something? I loved her. I loved Trixie.
Did you meet Vanita, who's Vanessa's stylist?
No, but I'm... Oh, now, is that the man with the funny...
No, it's a woman, it's a woman.
Oh, it's a woman, right? No, because I saw something that looked like Zoe Wanamaker from Doctor Who as the facelift on the grid with kind of feathered hair. because
I got
friendly with her daughter. Is it Sasha?
Yes.
So, but no, Vanessa, because she was like, oh, you know, I've been listening to you. My mother's 81 too. Good for our mums. And
her mum's amazing. Her mum is actually called Gaga, and she says she's the original Lady Gaga.
Oh, wow.
I bet she is as well.
I went to Dubai with them. It was so fabulous. I mean, Gaga was up and down the old Burj Al Sharif, whatever it's called. The Omar Sharif.
She was up and down the old Omar Sharif and the apples and pears. Oh, Nick, honestly,
but
we're
also down. And we're recording our podcast, like you've forgotten, at the Phoenix Arts Club as well.
It's funny this isn't on television, so you're promoting it. Yeah, it's the 14th and 15th of June. We're at the Phoenix
Arts
Club, so you and hubby will have to come.
Please come. We'll definitely come.
Fun. 100%.
We'll VIP you. You can bring some pals.
Oh, I love that. Can I get a drink as well? Yeah,
like a triple gin.
Prosecco.
A wee Prosecco.
Wee Prosecco. And bring your Ready Steady Cook thing.
I'll bring that. Don't worry.
She likes a bit of the old Colombian marching. She'll have a lick of your rim.
No, I'll tell you what. She'll be ready said he cooked by the end of it.
Oh, honey, we're just hoping she gets out of Easter okay. Nick, honestly, thank you so much for joining us. That's been hilarious.
What an absolute delight to meet you.
Lovely to meet you too.
So, yes, no, I will be in touch. We can discuss Queen when we're down in June. But, lovely Nathan, we'll get in touch with your tickets for the podcast live.
Fabulous. And when's this going out, this podcast?
I don't know. We'll let you know when.
Let me know so I promote it on all my channels.
Absolutely.
All your channels.
On television, maybe.
Yeah. Open your channels wide. Lube up, love. Nick, I will speak to you very soon.
Yeah, lovely to see you. Thank you so much for having me.
Lovely. Thank you for coming on.
Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.